Monsters from the Basement.
Hi, this is John Dugan, and you've just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. This is James Downing with Monsters from the Basement. We are in Lexington, Kentucky at the Scarefest. I'm talking to Grandpa from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, John Dugan. How are you doing today, sir?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You having a good time so far this weekend?
I always have a good time with these things. It's nice to see old friends and old fans and stuff. Over the years, I've made a lot of friends on the road, you know.
Now, like I said, you starred in Texas Chainsaw Massacre as Grandpa. Had you done any acting before that?
Oh, yeah. I was at the Goodman Theater in Chicago. As a matter of fact, when I got called to do Chainsaw, I was doing a children's play called The Terradiddle Tales. Two shows a day, 6 days a week for like, I think it was $125 or $150 or something like that. We were dark on Monday or Sunday or something like that. And so, you know, 1 week I was dancing around in tights, entertaining children, and several weeks later I was busting a girl over the head with a sledgehammer in Texas. It was an interesting summer. It was my first two paying acting jobs. My first three came one right after another right there.
So what did you think of the script for Texas Chainsaw Massacre when you first read it?
I hate to tell you this, but I'm not sure I ever actually saw an entire script. I know the story, but films are funny. Sometimes they give you a side. A lot of times you don't see an entire script. But I didn't understand enough, frankly, at that time, being a theater actor. I didn't know enough about film to actually... Reading a screenplay was confusing to me. But I certainly didn't think it would be the huge phenomenon that it became.
Yeah, I talked to Gunnar Hansen a few months ago, and he was telling me about when he was filming the scene, he went running through the door and hitting his head on top of the door and knocking himself out almost. You have any memories of filming?
There was a scene where Gunnar and Ed had to bring Grandpa, had to bring me, down the stairs in my rocking chair. Everybody says wheelchair, but I was in a rocking chair. I have to always make that clear. No, I'm in a rocking chair. And I guess Ed was on the bottom, and I don't know who was on bottom and who was on top, but they were carrying me down the stairs. Well, one of them was going faster than the other one. The chair tilted, and I just started sliding out of it. But nobody said cut, so I just kept sliding and sliding. And whoever was on the bottom was trying to stuff me back in my chair because nobody had cut the scene yet. And finally somebody laughed or blew the sound on it or something, and then we had to cut. But there were probably a lot of things like that happened.
You said earlier that you never dreamed that this movie would become as huge as it has. What did you think back then when it first came out?
I had no clue. As a matter of fact, the first time I went to see it, there was a sneak preview, and I just recognized the artwork. It didn't have the name on there. And it was at a theater in downtown Chicago, down the Loop. There used to be a whole lot of smaller movie theaters down there back in the 70s. And I and about four friends went down. We were going to catch the sneak preview of Chainsaw. And we got there about 3 minutes late, and they locked the doors and wouldn't let us in. And my friend was going, "Listen, man, he's in this fucking movie. You got to let us in. He's in this fucking movie." So we didn't even get to see it. The whole release thing was exciting, you know. I got a big package of publicity stuff from, from the studio and from the production company. And I thought, well, you know, maybe something will happen out of this, and nothing. Trust me, for years, nothing came of it. You know, I moved to Los Angeles and was trying to get film work. And I would go in to see a casting director, and this was before it became a cult classic and the huge hit that it became. They would look at my resume and say, you were in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre? And they'd kind of like snicker, like, like that film will never do anything. Well, you know, it's, the test of time has proved over the years that it's done a lot. You know, it's done a lot.
What do you think it is about the movie that's made it a cult classic?
I don't know, and it's hard to be objective. If you're in a film, it's hard to watch it as a film because you were there all the time. It's hard to explain this, but because you were there, you can't really sit down as an audience and enjoy that film. I've never been able to, because you remember little details and stuff that take you out of the story, so you can't just sit down and watch the story. What was your question again? And
What is it about the film that you think has kept it going so long?
Oh, I think it's a classic piece. I think it was well written, well acted, and well shot. And it has a real gritty, almost kind of pseudo-documentary feel to it. I think Danny Pearl and Toby did a tremendous job at the visual, the color palette, everything. They did a great job. And they used actors. Yeah, and then get their next-door neighbor to put, you know, vampire teeth in, you know. They used actors. We were all actors. You know, to play a part like Grandpa, you may not think you have to be an actor, but there's a certain amount of acting involved in that. Even if you have to act like you're fucking comfortable when you're really, really uncomfortable. But I think part of it, if you look at the dinner party scene, that long scene with the whole family in Maryland when they're getting ready to kill her. We've been shooting for over 20-something hours at that point. Day for night, night for day. It was swelteringly hot. We were all exhausted, and everybody was fried, and that scene has a certain edge to it that I don't think you would have had you not been working under those conditions.
Yeah, I think every horror movie fan remembers the first time they saw Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I remember seeing it in the theater, and it just...
Let me ask you something. Did you see it in the theaters for the first time, or did you see it in a drive-in theater?
I saw it in a theater.
You saw it in a theater. So many people, the first time they saw it was in a drive-in. It was big on the drive-in circuit. You know, I've talked to people who saw it on their wedding night. Now, isn't that awfully strange?
Yes, it is.
Shouldn't you be back in your room, like, making sweet love to each other? And you're, it just seems odd to me. Yeah. These were very odd people, by the way, that told me that, but, you know.
Wonder if they're still together now.
Probably.
Your makeup in the movie, was that very intense?
The makeup was terrible. That was really awful. And the heat and the makeup, the combination was just, it was almost unbearable at times. You know, and I kind of get into a zen state, you know, and just... If we weren't rolling, I'd just sit and go away, you know, just get off by myself somewhere and just think happy things, think about a happy place, you know. Now, I just finished shooting on Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3D. I play Grandpa again. 38 years later, I'm playing the same role, which is pretty cool, you know. And the makeup technology has come so far. It was way, way more comfortable this time. And it was in Shreveport, Louisiana, in July, August this year. It was 104 degrees at 11 o'clock in the morning, you know, and I'm covered with makeup. But that the old makeup was liquid latex, not foam latex, which was more comfortable, but this was liquid latex. So it was more like wearing a mask that was glued to your face. It was very uncomfortable, very hot. Now this stuff they used on me last month was silicone. So it was like a second skin almost, and it was way more, it was a lot more mobility, and it was just way more, it was not real comfortable because it was just so freaking hot outside, but it was way, 100 times more comfortable than it was 38 years ago.
So when's the 3D version supposed to come out?
October 6, 2012.
After Texas Chainsaw Massacre, what did you do?
Oh, God, I've knocked around the country doing all sorts of things. I've been a bartender, bar manager, cook, shoe salesman, delivery driver. All your standard, all those things that theater school qualify you for, I've done them. You know, you do what you can. You pick up a little work here and a little work there. I did another film with Kim Henkel last year, which will be released I think in January 2012. It's called The Bone Boys. Filmed that in Austin, Texas. and got to work with Ed Neal. Had a scene with Ed Neal, the hitchhiker, and you know, got to spend the day with him. So I got two films coming out in 2012, which is shit. That's good for any actor, really.
Do you have a website or anything online where fans can look you up?
I really don't have a website, but I'm up on Facebook if you want to look me up.
When you look back filming Texas Chainsaw Massacre and your career that's been associated with that, what are you most thankful for?
That I survived it, I guess. I'm thankful that I did it. You know, we were young actors making our first movie for the summer, and we're getting paid for it. We didn't get paid a lot, but by God, we were making a movie, and it was great.
Well, cool. Well, I appreciate you taking some time out talking with me.
No problem.
And wish you best of luck in the future.
Well, thank you. You too.